in Egitum.
Oh, let's say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Chapter 5, reading from verse 25 to 34.
Asempa no sene amako troma eno intichemu enum yakanfi
enyimu
edionu enum ekopem eduasa enan.
I'm reading from the New King James Version and my interpreter will interpret.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we want to pray and really enter into the deeper realm.
And you may be saying pompai bebre.
So just open your heart and receive the word. And let's go into his presence. We are already in his presence. But in his presence are graduated levels of depth. And the more you are opening up, the more you can receive deeper. And I see you receiving deeper in the name of Jesus. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and
had
spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse.
When
she heard about Jesus, when she heard about Jesus, when he shared about Jesus, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him.
Of
in the crowd and touch his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his cloak, I will be healed immediately.
Immediately.
Her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? Tonight, who is touching my clothes? You see the people crowding against you.
Oh, yes, well,
his disciples answered. And yet,
now, so,
you go ahead to ask, who touched
me?
But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter,
Me baba,
your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Tonight we are talking about ingredients for advancement. Ingredients for advancement. I like the first one. It's the exact interpretation. ingredients for advancement. I like that one. I like that tree. I like that tree. And Nima Yakikabum.
Ingredients for
advancement. Come on, shake somebody and say, ingredients for advancement.
Ingredients for advancement.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ingredients for advancement. We are talking about strategic conference. That is based on the team beyond the limits. So the Lord has taken a portion of the team to be able to minister to us tonight. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is something in there's something in 3 John.
Thank you.
You know, it's just a scripture. Let's see something. 3 John 2. Behold, I wish above all things that thou may prosper. And be in good health. Even as your soul prospers. Ladies and gentlemen, according to the authority of scriptures, God has shown ample proof that he wants his children to prosper. There is enough evidence in the Bible and in signs and wonders of creation.
Tell that the Lord has been good to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, he allowed the sun to shine upon the good and the bad. He allows the rains to fall upon the land. So we all shall have food to eat, including the armed robbers and the prostitutes. It is enough evidence to tell us that God means well for us. And that is why John said it. If you read the Message Bible, of 3 John 2, it says, my friend,
Bible said,
I wish above all that is well with you. In fact, the Amplified Bible says that it will be well with you physically.
Now, Bible, we're trying to amplify and say,
just as it is well with your soul spiritually. It is just to emphasize the point that God means well for you.
Now, when you
anybody who has come here tonight and hearing the sound of my voice, the Lord means well for you. God wishes you well. He wishes that you progress and prosper in life. If you desire good things, it is not wrong. It is scriptural. For the Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper, even as your soul, even as your inner mind, even as your spirit prospers. The Bible says, God wishes that you, me, he, her, all of us prosper, progress. God wishes, it is his desire that we prosper. And we shall prosper. Come on, shout Jesus. But there are ingredients for doing so. Things don't just happen. God has created and stretched the word with enough raw materials. But it takes the believing child of God to activate certain things and make sure that what God has ordained comes to pass. You know, God has said, I am the Lord that healed thee. Until you fall sick and get healed, that statement means nothing to you. That means sickness, though unwanted, is a necessary ingredient to provoke and activate that statement, I have healed you.
Now, as sentences will be area.
So even though we don't like sickness, it's a necessary precondition to actualize the statement, I have healed you. So the Bible says you are rich.
Bible says who?
For this statement to come to pass, it is necessary to experience some difficulties. I wouldn't say poverty, but for want of a better word and for your appreciation of the message, it is necessary for some poverty conditions to exhibit.
Now,
so that when God said, I have blessed you, I have prospered you, it will be meaningful. You won't have tasted difficulties. You won't have struggled a little bit in life.
And
there comes times and seasons when all things are falling in place. And you are eating plenty. You are walking plenty. You are occupying space. You are occupying positions. And when God said, I prospered you, it becomes appropriate, contextual. Hey, what do you mean? So I say, where are you? It becomes contextual and reflective of the divine nature and his best wishes. Hallelujah. Tonight my son is flowing.
Hallelujah.
It is not easy to interpret me.
Enough, him, sir.
Sometimes to avoid temptation, I ask my wife to do it. I move with such passion and aggression. Yesterday, I blessed you. I said, sir, you have done well. Reverend Pastor Osafu, worry you for you to interpret this madman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the passage we read, we are introduced to a woman, the Bible says, has suffered for 12 solid years. The story is so important, it is captured in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I chose the Markian version. But whereas Matthew gives 4 verses and Luke 5 verses, Mark gives almost 10 verses.
Matthew, or no, or Charles, has me, our verses, entroenu and 9 per. Now, so Mark, dear Oma, and entroenu also.
So I ask myself as a student of Bible. What was Mark looking for that he saw expatiate something that Matthew captures in 4 verses?
Now, me person, me who dear, not Mark, who untia.
And the more I go into it, the more I appreciate his recording. So the Bible says, Jesus had crossed over to the other side.
Yesu Christo,
now, if you know the map of Israel, most of the things that happen by Jesus happen around the Lake Tiberias area. So, before the sea, what they call the sea is actually a lake, a big lake.
Bible,
so if you are here,
it is our
Canaan and all these are behind you.
Canaan, for quite so now, one Canaan near the now one that is.
And beyond the sea, you can see, or beyond the lake, you can see Capernaum there.
Now, shut up, dear Nature, oh, my Kobe Efreno, Capernaum.
So, according to Luke, he had gone to hear this madman, gone away, and come back.
And did Luke Troy and all Jesus Christ to call Capernaum, Akosa, Obodanphobia, and Waba?
Then, was teaching,
and Jesus Christ,
one of the leaders. In today's Pentecostal context, you say one of the elders came to him.
Say yeah, the two Pentecostals, someone back. I say elders in Penifonum Baku.
I say my daughter is dying.
And all I said, me Baba Yare.
Lord, come and help me.
Me pesa obana be buame.
He said, why not?
And I say, okay, didn't
you? Let's go home. When you come to Jesus,
say Oba Jesus wa.
I say, heal my daughter here.
Now I say, also Oba Yare.
You will heal your daughter.
Abesa Oba Yare.
If he say, let's go home.
Okay, say Yenko fiya.
Let's go home.
Ono so no be kofi.
According to your faith.
Then I open ono.
While they were going home, there's a woman who is not in the story.
Now,
she is not in the headline.
Now,
the story is that a ruler, a synagogue ruler, had sought favors from Jesus, and Jesus had obeyed, and they were going.
And
the Bible says,
as
she was moving, the crowd thronged. That is some version, old English, thronged.
Bible says, crowd no, as you saw Jesus Christ.
Other version say they press against him. It was a very tight, slow motion. Normally, when Jesus is moving, the disciples are closest to him. Because he is preaching and talking and moving and healing, sometimes the defensive mechanism is not the best. Sometimes people are able to preach the defense. Sometimes people catch his attention by words, by cries, and by certain expressions. But this scriptural context is very strange.
But they are kind of a dance.
Look at what I have demonstrated. Crowd. Tight. Pressing. Slow motion. The contest has a headline. And the headline says, Jesus is going to Jairus' house. Jesus is going to Jairus' house.
Jesus is going to Jairus' house.
Then within this tightness,
the Bible says,
in the crowd, in the pressing milieu, in the tight movement, there was a woman who has suffered for 12 years. And at this juncture that I'm speaking, the woman is still a patient. She has not been healed. From whence cometh the strength to penetrate this tight crowd? From whence cometh the strength to navigate and mediate through and also have a bite of Jesus? Ladies and gentlemen, it was that tight. It was that difficult. And the woman, by the description of the scripture, didn't have the necessary physical strength, physique, to actually overcome. I want you to have this picture. And yet the Bible says, she pressed through the crowd. She presses through the crowd. She presses through the crowd. And she had only one song that she has composed. Nobody knows the song. And he alone is singing. If I can only touch a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit of his garment. I can touch a little, a little, a little, a little. My gracious Redeemer, my according to Jewish custom of the Old Testament, when you are sick, you are not clean. If you are having blood oozing from you, it is terrible sin. You are supposed to stay behind the city. And this woman has suffered 12 years. Where is God in this? Where is God? She has suffered. Not 3 months. Not 2 years. Not 6 years. Not 7 years. 12 years. Your problem. Where has it reached? 12 years. And God was silent. Where is God in this? But she said to herself, I've heard a lot about this man. And if this man is passing here, I would deploy certain ingredients that will enable me to break the limits. Hey, there is a half limitation upon me. There's a half limitation upon me. I am sick and I'm weak. There is a cultural limitation. This is a man's world. The crowd is thick. You need physical strength to penetrate. And the woman said, once I deploy the ingredients, for advancement, surely I will advance. Okay. If I can deploy the ingredients, and name of your bomb, I will advance. So she began. It was as here. Began. As I said, press through the crowd. Push and push. No, push and push. No, push and push. No, push and push. No, then he said, no, if only I can touch the hair, the margins, the edges. I know this Jesus is powerful. That statement, that inner willpower, was an ingredient being deployed. Okay. It was an attitudinal change. It was a mental re-engineering that says this is the solution. And whatever it takes to touch the solution, I will do it. And if you want to appreciate the difficulty, if you want to appreciate the difficulty of a situation, see how the disciples answered Jesus. He said, somebody has touched me. And he said,
and Jesus and the
don't wait the question
with all these people, how could you say that somebody has touched me?
How can you be in a crowd?
How?
And nobody touching you. Jesus,
sometimes.
He said, no. Power has left me. Tonight, power is going to leave
and you breathe.
Your sickness will be crushed. I said, power is going to be released. Come on, receive it.
Jesus' name.
I said, receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I said, receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I can hear you receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive power. Holy Ghost power moving down like a magnet. The Holy Ghost power moving down like a magnet. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's moving down. It's moving down.
That's like the day of Pentecost. Holy Ghost power is moving down like a magnet.
She was dissatisfied with the status quo.
They declared, "They are not air cosu. I want a brabo money. I want it not. Nene nyuhubio."
She was dissatisfied with her present circumstances.
Nene anje dia oko. Nene nyuhubio.
If we want to receive revival,
say ya pesi enya osobwa.
If you want to experience advancement,
sa pesa unya inkankwa.
You must prove that you are not happy with the present level of success.
Okay. Bribite dina chese.
Whatever you'll be able to do, it's just the beginning. You must be dissatisfied. Dissatisfied with the condition in Africa.
As I said, the Echo South Africa and Winnington.
Dissatisfied with having only one company.
When you
have capacity to produce 100 companies.
Companies.
They satisfied with one academic certificate.
When you
can have 20 academic
certificates.
You must be dissatisfied with building only one house.
I was saying,
when inside you have potential to build an estate. He said, I don't care. You can insult me. You can say I'm smelling. I am focused.
I am focused.
I am focused. I want to change. The way I marry my wife, I don't like it. The way I marry my husband, I don't like it. The way I am anger and quick tempered, I don't like it. Lord, change me. Take it away.
Yes,
I need a change. That will bring a burning desire.
Oh yes, I know. And
this strong desire will take you to the third stage. And the third stage is that strong edge, that strong desire produce in her appropriate action.
Your friend will say, "Utu anamua ehu here."
If I don't like my academic qualification,
say many nye fakoma kusku edua,
and I desire for change.
Let me pesa asesa.
What must I do?
Then asesa meye.
A strong desire.
Asesa minya bibi a pimme.
To go back to school.
Say abe mama kusku.
Whether in the class I'm the oldest or the old lady, the oluma, I don't care.
And fau se class ning na me namiye oluma na.
My focus is a change in my status.
Me this world dey wonder say bisuku se message.
My focus is acquisition of knowledge.
Me this world dey wonder say menya nim dia na nyansa.
Whether I'm with my children or grandchildren, I don't care.
And fau se me ne me ma na me na no me ensu ade.
So strong desire.
Enti ade a people kese
will produce in you appropriate action. And that's what happened to the woman. By Jewish custom, she was not supposed to be in the crowd. But as soon as she touches anybody, she renders that person unclean by virtue of her own uncleanness. And it's a serious offense. And yet, because she desires a change,
but
she damned the consequences and came to God. She wanted a change. This translated in a desire to press on.
Press on.
And when she pressed on, she was taking appropriate action. And when you do these three things, God will always do the fourth one. The Lord will come in. The Lord will come in. Tonight, the Lord is here. He's coming to your situation. Based on your desire. When I entered the room, I saw passion. I saw open hearts. I saw people open up to God. I said, Lord, your people are ready. When you have shown that you don't like your present status, and you have demonstrated a strong desire for change, and you have taken the first action, God will come in. God will come in. In the crowd, many people were touching Jesus. I believe some of them touched Jesus more than the woman. But their touching was ordinary touch. The woman one was backed by a strong desire.
Now,
and God saw it. Tonight, I am hungry for God. I need a touch. Certain things must change. And they must change tonight. Lord, I have come with my hunger. And my desire is translated into action. We are here in East Lagos Worship Center. Church of Pentecost. At this juncture, we should be in our home after work. But we are here. We are hungry. I need a touch, Lord. I need a touch, Lord. Lord.
Yes, coming.
Somebody is crying and singing.
And you know, because
Lord, where are you?
Everybody over here.
I don't like my situation. I don't like my level. There must be a change.
I was in the massacre.
And the proof that I need a change.
Yes.
Is tonight when you do your roll call.
And you bring us
I am here.
Yes.
I am here. I am also here. Who touched me? It is
I.
I need a change. I need a change. I need a healing. I need promotion. I need deliverance. Who touched me? Who touched me? Who touched me? It is
I.
It is
I.
Akosia. Akua. Abra. Akia. Ama. Ia. Afia.
I am here.
Who touched me?
Wow.
It is me.
I am here.
Ni.
I am in Ni.
Musa.
I am in Musa.
Tofi.
I am in Tofi.
Asini.
I am here.
Alamisi.
I am here. Alamisi.
Hey.
I am here.